Yeah, it's a world famous Phil Henry show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Hey, this is Mr. Henry, along with me, Bud Dickman, Robert Leonard, Margaret Gray, and Robert. General Galen Shaw.
We got two guys named Robert? What the hell is this? What in holy hell? Sounds like the kid. We got a kid next door. Turn that up for a second, bud. That sounds like the kid next door as sure as God made green apples.
What kid next door?
Next door to our house where we live in. That was pretty frank. Hey, Tony, is that your kid? If Tony, if you're listening, I don't want to give us that. Is that your kid? Jesus.
You think this is the band? What do they practice?
Yeah, Tony's son, one of my neighbors, has a kid. His kid plays in the garage. Turn it back up again. I swear to God, that's him.
Oh, come on. Anyway, we'll find out from Tony. You know, tell him that we played some music.
I will. What's the name of that, bud?
It's a song called Kleenex. Or wait,
don't make it up. Tell me what the name of it is.
I'll tell you right now. It's called Efficacy.
By who?
That's that Apache Tomcat.
Yeah, Apache Tomcat.
Efficacy.
Yeah, I even know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, you did, bud. You did a good job there.
Well, it's phonetically spelled out here. Let me see that. Efficacy.
All right, we got it. Thank you. It's phonetically spelled out.
It is, right here.
Oh, it is. Anyway, that's Efficacy by Apache Tomcat, although the general thinks that that's the kid's band who lives next door to his house.
Yes, because that's exactly what it sounded like. Every night I'm going to bed, I'm listening to that, and I'm saying to Patsy, what is that? And she says, what's what? And I'm going, yeah. You know, I'll try to approximate it. And turn it up again, will you? Fuck me! Did he just say fuck me?
Would you please mind?
Sorry.
I don't know, that's a different song. That's one called Mothman or something. Anyway, welcome to our show.
Mothman?
Yeah, it's right there. All right,
we got it, bud. We don't have to go into a full investigative discovery of this theory. I was about to say investigation discovery.
No, investigative report.
Investigative report. What is that stink, man?
Yeah, you just made the face. You made the exact face that's on that new publicity shot.
Oh, your new headshots, Phil, are phenomenal.
Thank you very much.
We saw them, the ones that you sent over to your agent.
Yes, and...
Yeah, that one, man.
All right, let me respond, okay?
It does. It looks like you... Yeah, it looks like somebody cut one, and you're going like,
Great, that's one of my headshots, you guys.
You said headshot.
One of my headshots, you guys, has... Yeah, I do. I have a look at my face like somebody just...
Yes, like someone just went.
Yeah.
Well, what's so funny?
No, nothing. I sure hope the board's not burning up on us again.
Oh, God, don't say that.
Well, your lips to God's... I mean, I didn't mean to say that. I mean, yeah, let's just hope it doesn't happen.
All right, on the show tonight, we have Chef Carl Cedilia, and we also have Rudy Canoza, and they're going to be with us there at Ted's in Beverly Hills. Both gentlemen working very, very hard tonight, but they agreed to take a couple of minutes off for us so we could talk to them. And I got to tell you something. That bar fight.
A lot of bad vibes, huh?
I don't even know if there were bad vibes. Most of the people, and I was surprised by this because we have the, most of the people, I was surprised by this because we've got the, do you have that, Margaret?
This was a poll that was taken at facebook.com/ Phil Henry, PHANS. And the question was simply, did the bar fight end satisfactorily or unsatisfactorily for you?
Right, and what happened was, I had stopped the fight. Now, there's the Facebook page.
Duh, you got to do this.
Wait a minute, bud, I got it. I had stopped the fight because of the language, because of a racial epithet and a homophobic slur, and I decided that we would just stop the fight, and we didn't know what kind of response we would get from people. So I went ahead and I said, let's check it out, you know, and we put up a poll.
Now, we're looking at the poll. Let me just take a look at it now. I've just got over here to Phil Henry's show, a Phil Henry fans page. Ah, yes, here it is. Now then.
All right, Margaret, would you come on?
I'm waiting for the page to load, homeboy.
There it is right there.
Look at that, 61 to 39.
61% to 39% of the people that voted thought it ended satisfactorily. That means... That they agreed with your appraisal, Phil.
All right, and that shocked me, because I thought it would go the other way.
Well, why would you think that?
I mean, yeah, so one guy called one guy a spick.
Yeah, the other guy said queer and everything.
I know what happened, but fight fans being fight fans.
Oh, I see. So you're willing to pander to whatever racist element?
No, I'm not saying that.
I'm just saying, fight fans being fight fans, they'd rather see or hear the fight than go through a whole lot of touchy-feely, you know, political correctness. Nonetheless, on the line with us and waiting very patiently is Chef Carl Cedilia, and also we have Rudy Canoza. Rudy, how are you doing?
Well, I'm good.
Hello, Phil.
Are you guys, just, you know, I don't mean to laugh, are you guys in the same room?
Yeah, I'm standing at the bar here, and Rudy's...
I'm on an extension here of the landline, so...
And we're here. It's not that, you know, I think you're thinking we're going to be at each other's throats or something, but, you know, we have to be professional.
We have jobs to do, and we're here.
Now, who brokered that? Did you guys talk to Ted?
We talked to Ted a little bit.
We talked to Ted. Basically, he said to us, you know, look, you guys either work for me or you're down the road, you know. I said, listen, before you go any further, I'm part owner. I said, I'm part owner of this bar. You're not sending me no place. And he went, oh, okay, you know, yeah, Ted is. And,
wait a minute.
Hey, wait, no.
God, that's unfair. Hey, Ted, we'll let you talk in a minute. Ted's here, Phil.
All right, tell Ted to just chill out.
Phil says to chill.
Phil says to chill out. Well, what is that supposed to mean?
I own part of this bar, don't I?
I know, but you're making me sound like someone's bitch.
Would you tell him to knock it off?
Hey, knock it off, Ted, will you?
I resent being...
Hey.
So, so he sat us down, and he said, we'll send you down the road, and then Rudy reminded him that he owns part of the bar, and I reminded him that, in point of fact, I have a revenue share as well, and...
Wait a minute, I'll finish. Ted, do you mind?
Let me talk to Ted.
Phil, look, you guys are asking, he asked him all these financials.
I don't want to know any financials, I just want to talk to them without you buttoned in.
I sound like someone's bitch.
You don't sound like someone's bitch.
I don't sound like your bitch.
No, I own part of the bar with you.
Why does it sound like you're his bitch?
I don't know, it sounds like I come walking in and go, oh, hi. I don't know. You are really mental, you know that, man? You really are.
As a matter of fact, you sounded half like me.
Know whether I was going to do your voice or do mine. So I started going, yeah, and it sounded like that.
Very good. Uh-huh. What do I sound like when I'm half you?
What? Get out of here, will you?
This is my restaurant. Get out of here.
You guys kick him out? Yeah, it sounds like you just kicked Ted out.
So anyway, Phil, you know, to the extent that I own a little piece of Ted's ability, Ted has the position that Rudy has is as a part owner, but the restaurant... We all share, but here's the thing. I can take any time off that I want, because without me, Ted doesn't have the miniature chicken, he doesn't have the steak, Ted, he doesn't have the signature dishes that he's always enjoyed.
And without me, he doesn't have a bar, so...
Someone's punk! Quit with the...
Phil, he's coming in here and grabbing the phone.
Let me talk to him again.
Phil,
I have asked...
Would you not grab the phone and let me talk to these guys?
It's very unfair, because... What are you doing?
It's my phone, isn't it?
I just want to say one thing. Do you remember the time that Chef Cedilia...
Yes.
All right, yeah, I know what he's going to do. He's going to say that I called him a queer once.
Yeah, I remember that. You did.
Yes, that's right. Because he was putting his hands all over... Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. And I wasn't putting my hands all over you. I was wanting the phone, and you go, get away from me, you...
You know, Phil, do you want us to hang up?
No, I do not. The only reason why I called, the only reason why I want to have you two guys on, let me talk to Ted here for a second.
Ted, am I going to be allowed to speak?
You can speak in a minute. Let me talk to these two guys if you don't mind.
Oh, wow. You're talking to me like I'm someone's punk?
Go ahead, Phil.
No.
All right. I wanted to make sure that you guys are okay with each other, first of all.
I think we are, Phil. You know, it's a difficult thing. I'm sorry. I apologize to Rudy. Where I grew up in a tough neighborhood. It was a multi-ethnic, multi-racial neighborhood, and the nature of the fight probably got me.
And I would say the same for myself, you know, the machismo that I grew up with. But I should never have agreed to this bar fight in the first place.
What do you think of it?
Because I think that it's not very dignified, and I own a piece of the prime rib room, so why would I want to destroy it?
What do you think of that, Chef?
Well, that's an interesting thing. You know, I'm sorry. You could probably understand me at the beginning of this, but I'm starting to test some of the brie. So I have on each side of my mouth, I've packed in some spreadable brie. I hope you can understand me.
We can barely understand you, but yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you know, I feel the same way a lot of ways. I don't think I'm very dignified, but and I was angry. I was angry. You saw the
The what?
Did you see the videos you did on Instagram?
Yes,
we did.
I think those expressed the anger that we heard, but by now I think it has chilled out. Would you say?
I'd say we're chilled out for the most part. I was angry. I felt embarrassed. I'm not going to do a bar fight again. I think it's below the dignity of the Canosa name. I think it's below the dignity of the Tent of Beverly Hills to have actually people who have a name, a recognition associated with Tent of Beverly Hills to be involved in a bar fight.
I would hope to say too, Joe.
You know, I gotta tell you, Chef, it's very difficult understanding you.
I got brie. Did you just hear what I said?
He's got brie, and he has some of the cream.
Oh, I know he's got brie, and you've got all of these cheeses. I understand that, but don't you understand that it's hard for us to understand?
What?
Say that again.
What are you saying?
What did he say? It's hard for you.
I
said it's hard for me to understand you.
Oh, I get that.
You said it's hard to understand because you can't understand. And that didn't make no sense.
It's hard for me to understand the... I'm fine. No, let me just pick up on that. It's hard. I'll do it. It's hard for us to understand you a little bit, Chef, because you are testing the spreadable breeze tonight, right?
Yeah, this is just get in a sip of the spreadable breeze.
All right.
I understand him, but I know you can't. Listen. I think the world of Chef Chedilia. He's a great chef. I'm glad a few were very, very fortunate to have him. But when put into the bar fight situation, you have to understand, Mr. Ring, most of the time when I see people coming into the bar, the only thing I say is,
you know, and it took me a long time to get used to that, to see the guy going,
shit, you do that, you got cheese coming out.
I'm sorry.
I don't do it when you got a mouthful of cheese.
Oh, okay. Well,
I wouldn't call that sexy, Chef, with you going gagging up.
Gagging?
All right, but I'm glad that you guys are talking to each other, and there's no hard feelings, and those are very unfortunate words to use with each other. So you're not interested anymore of the bar fight, Chef?
I'm not. I'm not interested in bar fight. I'm not interested in the,
not in the bar fight and not in, even being a part of promotion for it. We don't think it's beneath the dignity.
It's beneath the dignity.
I didn't get that.
Say it again.
Beneath the dignity.
Beneath dignity. I know. You said beneath the dignity, right?
Do I get to talk?
Yes, you can talk, Ted. It's your restaurant, man, but Phil's interviewing us.
I'd put Ted on if you don't mind. And
thanks very much, Phil.
You got it, brother, and thank you. There goes... thank you, man. So, are they...
Take the phone. I'd like to use somebody's phone. I could do. Should I call back on my phone, Phil?
No, that's all right, unless the guys don't...
Well, you've been breathing cheese in.
Oh, this is what I'm talking about.
You want to use my cell phone?
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. We both offered him.
I've got it. Okay. This is a new segment, Phil. Would it be too much to ask if you play the jingle?
Yeah, we will play the jingle. I'm sorry that.
You don't have to say you're sorry, but it would be nice to hear it. Yes. Ah. Yeah. There it is. Yeah.
God damn it, man.
What does that mean?
Like you just took a large dump.
Excuse me. Hi, everybody. Come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. We got to do that again, Phil.
Why is that?
Because he just said take a dump and a bunch of other stuff.
Okay, that's a lot.
No, thank you.
Would you guys act like adults, please?
That's exactly what I told him, Phil. You said...
Oh, you did not.
How am I not being an adult, okay?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just having you guys... Is everybody, cooled out? Is everyone feeling good? You're not all, don't have your feelings hurt? Anything like that?
At the record show, I didn't do shit. This fucking... Do you want to watch your link? All right, we're ready. I said we're ready. We're ready.
It's playing, man.
Oh. Come on down to Ted's in Beverly Hills. You want to know why? Because we've got some of the greatest steak tent. That's right. Steak tent is on the way. We light it on fire right next to your table. You'll love it no end.
Here at Ted's,
yep.
We want to put our meat in your mouth morning, noon, and night here at Ted's.
All right. Ted's of Beverly Hills segment is underway here with Ted Bell.
Well, Phil, one of the things I wanted to reflect on here as a sponsor, longtime sponsor on your program, you just had on two men that I respect immensely. Rudy Canoza, who is, as Rudy has indicated, my partner in the Prime Rib Room, which is our main cocktail lounge, and Chef Carl Cedilli, one of the top executive chefs, I would say, not only in Los Angeles, but in the entire United States.
Do you say Los Angeles?
Whoa. Hold on, man. I'm giving a pitch here.
Sorry.
Do I say Los Angeles what?
We wanted to know, Ted, do you say Los Angeles... Because it's to affect that, or do you really talk that way?
It's to affect it. No, I don't. I call it Los Angeles, but I say Los Angeles because it sounds like an old-timer. All right, can I...
Go ahead.
I respect both of these guys immensely, and I don't blame them for being put out with each other, but I have to tell you, Phil, I, with great pride, saw these men extend a hand of friendship across the tables of Ted's of Beverly Hills and say, no hard feelings... And we are one in, we're one in our devotion to our customers and to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Yes, Ted's of Beverly Hills would like to do the dance of friendship for Rudy Canoza and Chef Carl. Come here, Chef Carl. Can you just do a little bit of a... I'm not going to do it. All right, never mind. These guys are too shy. But everybody here in the dining room can hear the music. This is our dance of friendship. Yeah.
Are you dancing, Mr. Bell?
Who was that?
That was Dickman.
Yeah, I'm dancing. Doodly deedly 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 deedle.
Now, this is the kicker. You're not going to have the big St. Patrick's Day dance, right?
But I'm not telling anybody about it. Kill it, will you, bud? Kill it. I wasn't going to tell.
Is this to promote St. Patrick's Day? That's a whole month away.
No, it was... Sorry.
God damn, Ted, you go, no.
I know. No, it was not. I was trying the song out, that's all.
Well, it will be a part of your promotion.
Yes, but I was trying... I wasn't going to tie it into that, but you guys... You know, Phil, I'm trying not to look like I'm Rudy's bitch, and at the same time, try out some of this dance music.
Well, I'm on a dance floor, am I?
No, I'm not asking you to dance to it. I'm just saying it's the dance of friendship. That sounds good to me, you know.
Was that Irish?
Yeah.
What about some Argentinian music?
No one dances now.
Yeah, look at that. No one dances Argentinian music.
Anyway, thanks for nothing.
Hey, Ted.
No, thanks for nothing.
Well, what did you want me to do?
Well, first of all, I came on here. I'm not... Am I your bitch?
No.
All right, that's A. That's A. Number B.
Number B. That's great.
Number two.
Bathroom's open.
Well, he just dropped the phone and walked off, so...
All right, that's great. Well, thanks a lot, Ted. It was great knowing you, and I wish you all the very, very best.
Jesus Christ, man.
Wait a minute. Gosh.
Ted's of Beverly Hills.
I was trying out dance music.
Come on down.
Hey, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. We have that delicious steak, Ted. And I've got that Peachman steak, which is the Dodgeball Puzzle Food.
What did you say, man? Nobody can understand a word coming out of your fat.
There he is, Ted Bell and the guys, Ted's of Beverly Hills. What a weird, weird, jacked up guy. What was that about? It got me. He said he wanted to try out some dance music. Then he wanted to make sure that he wasn't Rudy's bitch. Then he had nothing but complaints throughout the entire program, Phil. Well, coming up, folks, we have... something you'll enjoy we haven't done for a long, long time. The Phil Hendry Show presents another As You Like to Hear Them with
Bernie Sanders.
Coming up next.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show is brought to you by... I'm Dr. Branch Howard. I can make your teeth look the way you've always wanted them to look. Even if they're so crooked, you look like you're trying to eat corn on a cob through a picket fence. We can do it. Come on in. Let me straighten your teeth. And I'll do it for free if you'll let me do it without using anesthetic. Please, please let me... Thank you, sir. Now, that man is now in custody. The Los Angeles County Sheriff can use someone like you to keep nuts like that off the street. The Los Angeles County Sheriff, looking for recruits this fall. World famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico here in Southern California on this Thursday night. And coming up, this Friday, what am I saying? Coming up tonight is going to be our chat. That is the Backstage Pass chat. Starts at 7 o'clock Pacific. And you cats can log in. And those of you who are BSPs, you can go to the chat box and open it up. And woo, there, you know, there we are.
That you just went to woo.
Yeah, Henry.
I don't know. That was me. That was a little bit of an exclamatory point that I put on things. Now then, we are very, very proud. Is that all the business?
Well, you got, you have the, oh yeah, Saturday Cinema.
Oh yeah, Saturday Cinema, of course, is something that we feature every Saturday afternoon. Thereabouts, Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, a new Saturday Cinema. And people have been sending me suggestions. You got to make sure, you guys, these things are public domain, dude, because I don't want to get in all kind of hassle, you know what I'm saying. Okay, we have with us tonight a very, very special guest of the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We have not done and our patented and very famous As You Like to Hear Them series has been, well, we've been doing it now for going on 6-7 years, but we have never had on the program the great Bernie Sanders, and that's exactly who we are going to have on tonight. Here on As You Like to Hear Them, Senator Bernie Sanders. As You Like to Hear Them, with the legendary Senator Bernie Sanders, presidential candidate. Let me get Senator Sanders on the phone with us here. Senator, how are you, sir?
Very good, Phil. I didn't know that I'm not the first person to be on this, right?
No, you're not the first, sir. We've had on a lot of people. We've had President Trump on a few times.
Really?
Yeah, and we've had on all kinds of people, but we've never had you on. Now, you know, on As You Like to Hear Them, you have to tell the truth, some people think that isn't such a difficult task, but...
No, it's a difficult task for any politician, so I can, I understand what you're saying.
Although, you know, you are very beloved of the people that follow you. I don't think there are a lot of people that, this may sound crazy, but I don't think that there's a lot of people who really love you, Senator Sanders, that think you can tell a lie.
Well, they're wrong. Everybody can lie. I like to believe that I endeavor to tell the truth as much as I can.
Really?
Yes, absolutely.
Even knowing that you're on As You Like to Hear Them, and you must tell the truth now.
I am telling the truth. And the truth is, I endeavor to tell the truth.
Can you tell us when you lie?
I lie when I try to make people feel better. I lie when... I'll lie if I tell people, oh, we got a really good chance.
Did you lie in the last campaign? Did you lie to the people that follow you?
Oh, yeah. I would say, oh, yeah, we got a really great chance, you know, and we're going to go out and we're going to kick ass, this kind of thing. If you call that a lie, it's technically a lie.
So, in other words, you were lying through that time, but what you're saying is you were just trying to buck up their spirits.
Exactly, yeah. And I've lied at times to my wife. Please don't ask me what those lies. I really have.
No. I'm not. I won't do that because that's not really why we're interviewing you. Although maybe at some point someone's going to want to hear what those lies are.
But again, in my defense, and I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to escape responsibility. But I think a lot of politicians do the same thing. We lie to our followers.
All right. Let me ask you a question. Right off the bat, what do you think your chances are of becoming president of the United States right now?
I was going to say honestly, but I have to tell the truth, right?
You do have to tell. It's a very good question. What are your chances?
Well, I think that I've got a really good chance. Let me put it this way. If I get through the Democratic nominating process, I can beat Donald Trump.
So, all right, you're not lying to yourself, are you?
No, I can beat him. I can beat him in a debate. I can beat him straight up on policy points. I can beat him straight up. The only way that Trump beats me is if he is effective, as are the rest of the Republicans, in manipulating vote suppression and that kind of thing, which we know full well that they've done, their gerrymandering efforts notwithstanding. We have so many other instances of them throwing votes out, doing it in Georgia, North Carolina. It'll be tough, but we'll keep a white-hot spotlight on that, and, you know.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting, Mr. Sanders, Senator Sanders.
Who is that?
No, this is Bud Dickman.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you sound like most of the people that we have on What Do You Want to Hear? What's it called?
As You Like to Hear Them.
As You Like to Hear Them. Most of them sound like idiots in the first, but you tell them the truth, you don't sound bad.
You don't. You sound, Yeah, you sound very credible, Senator Sanders.
Well, I mean, I'm, you know, you haven't asked me very many hard questions. You asked me, what do I think my chances are?
Well, I got a hard question for you.
All right, well, hold on. You asked me what you think my chances are. I have to be honest and say they're very good. All right, what's your hard question?
All right, my hard question is this. Do you think, will you vote, I mean, are you being honest with people when you say that you'll be supporting the Democratic nominee?
If I...
If you don't get nominated...
Yeah, I'm being honest. I will. I think the question you really want to ask me is, how enthusiastic will I be? And the answer to that is not very. And
really? So you, even though you know it would give Donald Trump...
Yes, and I have to say that if you ask me what are my weaknesses is, I have an enormous ego, and I also believe that I am the guy. I'm the savior against Donald Trump. I think it would be a... horrific mistake of biblical proportions not to nominate me. I think it would be a disaster to run anybody other than me against Donald Trump. I think it would be a disaster because Donald Trump would get elected. He'll beat anybody else. Donald Trump can beat them all. He can beat Biden.
Oh, really? Because Biden seems to think he could, as you've heard Biden's quote.
Oh, yeah. He'll beat him like a drum. No, no. Trump would make mincemeat out of Biden in terms of the gaffes and...
Well, what about the fact that Trump has all those gaffes?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference. He's what do they call that stuff, Phil? The
Teflon.
Yeah, he's Teflon when it comes to that. Now, when it comes to me, okay, there's nothing he can call me. There's nothing he can say about me. There's nothing that he can... there's no mockery. There's, you know, I have got him dead to rights. I know how full of crap he is. Intellectually, I'm superior. I've got a better grasp of all of the topics. You know, the only weakness is that I don't play dirty the way he does. And
now, you don't play dirty, so meaning you're not calling people names?
No, I don't do that. You just listen to me. I don't do that. And to the extent that that appeals to a certain kind of voter, that may be a weakness, but... I know you have me on this show called As You Like to Hear Him because you want me to admit to something embarrassing, but there's nothing I could say that would be embarrassing. I'll support the Democratic nominee, but yes, I'll be very disappointed if it isn't me because I've got a massive ego and
so you would grudgingly.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, I would grudgingly.
What about the fact that a lot of your listeners, I was going to say, a lot of your supporters think, well, they'd read between the lines that you don't really mean it.
Well, that's true. A lot of my supporters are ones who will not vote for anybody but me.
What do you say to them? Because this is a question that I think the honesty of which might, not be that flattering for you.
Well, you're right. You're right. You want me to say, or people would like me to say, well, no, you must vote for the Democrat. You can't just support me. You can't just sit this one out. But honestly, because this is as you like to hear them, I'm flattered by it. And in a way, I think the country would deserve to endure four more years of Donald Trump if they didn't vote for me.
So you're saying then you'd like to see Trump in there if you don't get nominated, and if you don't get nominated and you don't win.
Well, if I get nominated, I'll win. If I get nominated, I'll win. But if I don't get nominated and I don't run, then yeah, there's a big part of me that wishes Trump wins and then runs this country through the hell and the horror that we all know he hasn't even gotten close to yet.
So you would rather see the country suffer?
I think I just...
All right, so you said that.
Yeah, I did. I said that.
That is not a very flattering admission, is it?
No, it's not. And it comes from the fact that, like Donald Trump, I feel my time has come. I feel that I have paid the dues. I feel that I'm ready to lead this country on a righteous mission, Phil, and that is to make sure that wealth is distributed properly, to make sure that people have health care. You know, no one's going to go broke in an America that treats people well when it comes to healthcare, when it comes to...
You're not getting any stuff that's good here, Phil.
Yeah, this is as you like to hear them, and you're just... There's no real embarrassing admission.
Well, we just heard him say that...
Well, you just heard me say that I hope that Trump gets elected if I don't get nominated.
All right, so there, right there.
Ah, there. See, I got to help you along with this.
No, so you're saying that if you're not nominated, you will campaign for whoever the nominee is.
Yeah, I mean, I got no choice. I'd have to.
But would you do it enthusiastically?
Yeah, I'd be as enthusiastic as I can be. But here's the thing. I'd have to be honest. I'd hope they'd lose.
Aha! Uh-huh. So there it is, right there. There's the big admission. You would hope that anyone other than you would lose to Donald Trump.
That's right. I just said that.
And you're not stuttering.
No, I'm not stuttering. No.
Now, tell me, isn't that a... That's horrible.
Yes, it is horrible.
And that's your ego talking.
That's my ego talking. If you want a part of Bernie Sanders that's as destructive as anything Donald Trump can come up with, it's my self-love and the fact that I almost want to see this country suffer horribly if they don't elect me. Because in 4 years... I don't know, Phil. We're all getting older. Who knows where I'll be in 4 years? I'm hoping I'm still here, and yourself. I have to tell you that, that is an area that,
Yeah, so you want Trump to win if it's another Democratic nominee?
Yes, I would. Yeah, I would. Because then the country would suffer, and horribly. And if I were still alive, they might elect me. Probably not, but at least they would go more toward the policies that I support.
Now, that's a terribly selfish thing to say, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. So you wanted to find out something about me that's... there it is.
That you have no real concern for your fellow citizen if Bernie Sanders isn't leading the charge.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, that's it. Look... Believe me, Phil, you want me to be the nominee if for no other reason than to watch me go to work on Trump during one of the debates. I mean, I will destroy him, and he knows it.
Why do you think that Trump wants to... Why do you think Trump has been talking about, he's making it look like you're getting treated unfairly, almost as if he wants your people to get pissed off?
Well, he wants my people to get pissed off so that they don't support the Democratic nominee.
And you don't mind that? See, this is terrible, Senator.
Well, wait, hold on. If my people don't support the Democratic nominee, it weakens the Democratic nominee, and then Trump gets elected. So, I can't lie to you.
You want that to happen, don't you?
I can't lie to you. Yeah, you're right. If my people don't support anyone other than me, and I don't get nominated, Donald Trump becomes president, and America is set to endure a hell that the first 4 years of Trump only hinted at. However, if Donald Trump... Okay, gets some sort of a sympathy vote going for Bernie Sanders. If he says that Bernie's people are not being treated fairly, Bernie's not being treated fairly, and therefore Bernie Sanders gets nominated because there's some kind of a sympathy effect.
A sympathy effect how?
Because people are saying, hey, look at that, Donald Trump's right, Bernie's getting screwed over, and people want to vote for me instead. That's going to hurt Donald Trump because he's inadvertently, gathered some support for me.
Yeah, but he's trying to get it split up so much you have to be a third-party guy.
Hey, you know something? If I ran as a third-party candidate, I tell you...
You'd lose.
Yeah, I would. You're right, I'd lose. But I can't lose because Trump would be elected.
So what we're hearing from Bernie Sanders tonight is you wouldn't mind Trump being elected if it wasn't you.
Yeah, and I know it makes me look like an asshole, but... That's what the whole purpose of this is, isn't it?
Well, we're not... we'd rather that you not...
Yeah, you'd rather I not. That's the whole purpose of this, is to make me look like an asshole, and you have. Because I can't lie.
All right, so Donald Trump trying to rally the sympathy support for you means that there's a rift in the Democratic Party. There's a three-way race between a Democrat, yourself, and Donald Trump, and that means he's in.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. Now, me saying that may change people's minds, and that bothers me, too, but... I can't lie, so you believe me. If I get nominated, I'll beat his ass. Biden said beat his ass like a drum?
Yeah.
No, I'll kick his ass. I'll kick him. You will want to hang around for those debates. They'll be great.
All right, Bernie Sanders here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with As You Like to Hear Them. Yes, this has been As You Like to Hear Them with special guest, presidential candidate Bernie Sanders.
I don't know. Is he a senator?
Yes.
Oh, well, how do I know, Phil?
You
He's not a Democrat, but he's not a Republican. No, he's an independent. So there you have it, folks. That was interesting. We'll see how it plays out as we continue with this presidential campaign.
World-famous Phil Henry Show is executive produced by Phil Henry for Sampri Incorporated. All rights reserved. A podcast one. Yeah.
So long, everybody.
This is the end of the show?
Yeah.
Oh, it's... I thought that was the...
Yeah, that's the music, but it's like... It's the end music, too.
Folks, this is Ted Bell reminding you to get a steak Ted or a miniature chicken or get yourself a big, crusty glass of beer or a Ted at Ted DeVerly Hills.